Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Oh, baby, you can feel it in the air, man. The bites are on. The bites are on. The boat show's going on. You have the Saltwater Expo coming up in a few weeks. Spring is here. A few weeks earlier on the calendar, but spring is definitely here. If you get a chance, though, get over to the Progressive Atlantic City Boat Show. It is packed. It is humming. Incredible array of boats. Remember the brand Key West. We'll get into that a little later in the program. But things happen. You have some super seminars going on. Coming up in our next segment is a spokesperson from the Progressive Atlantic City Boat Show. Just what is happening. Some news on there. We'll also have some vendors, but a lot of stuff is happening. Hey, some shout outs. I was at the boat show a couple of days. A lot of people listen to Rock and Fin Radio. How cool is that? How'd you know that? I could just tell that voice from anywhere. Don't I guess I have that just whiny, nasally Italian voice. Very distinctive from what I'm told. But we have shout-outs to Jackie and Jerry from Mays Landing on their Glacier Bay. This is the Fluke Master pair. Hey, Jackie and Jerry, save me some flatties in those channels we talked about, please. And we have Dominic and Connie Smarrow from Swedesboro. These are the trout king and queen of Swedesboro Lake. If memory serves me correctly, Dominic was one hell of a drummer in his day. He still can pound the skins. He went back to Pearl, but it's doing all right. He's doing all right. And Ken Merritt from Little Lake Harbor and a bunch of others, thanks so much. Ran out of space, run out of time. Coming up, we have the Progressive Atlantic City Boat Show, a couple of vendors. Also, Square Circle Sportsman has an archery event coming up on the 13th. And today, going to 1 o'clock, starting at 8, out there, the South Jersey Bass Club Association, the Millville Elks, their flea market. Great deals on tackle. Great food. Nice inside event. Rain or shine, it is there. Grab that cup. Grab that rub. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Spring is here, and Tom P. is everywhere. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Why is it that every March, everyone's either a basketball bracketologist expert or 100% Irish? Not that there's anything wrong with the two. All you need to know this March is at Matt Latkia in Egg Harbor Township or Tom's River. If you have a job clearing $350 per week, you could be approved with zero down, 0.9% financing for 60 months, or $1,000 cash back at Matt Latkia on every clearly marked new Kia in stock. Stuck in a loan or lease? Matt Blatt Kia wants to get you released. So bring any trade to Matt Blatt Kia, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And don't forget, you can't make a mistake with our 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
Gotta be a Matt Blatt Kia.
Offers with approved tier 1 or 2 credit through Kia Motors Finance. Not all will qualify. $1,705 for 1,000 for 60 months. 1,000 off all 2022 stickers. Go to MattBlattKiaNJ.com for complete details. Expires 4-6-2022.
Matt Blatt Kia. 6211 on the Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 in Tom's River.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Warmer weather means more fun time outside, but it can also mean more bugs like fleas and ticks. So don't forget to help protect your pets with Frontline Plus for dogs and Frontline Plus for cats. It's easy to apply, kills fleas and ticks fast, and keeps working all month long. So you can enjoy the outdoors and your pets can get the protection they need. That's why Frontline is the number one name in flea and tick protection. Trusted for over 20 years. Find out where to buy Frontline products at Frontline.com today.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, listen, today it's Saturday, man. We have 2 days remaining. Opens at 10 today and opens at 10 tomorrow. The Atlantic City Boat Show there at the Convention Center. People out there Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday a little slow, but people are buying boats. Thursday, things really opened up. Pretty good crowd, but they're signing the papers. Boats are being sold across the board. It was unbelievable. And the seminar schedule and the speakers are without peer. Hey, to me, that's worth the $18 price of admission. Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. But for today and tomorrow, today's seminars, 11 a.m., you have Frankie Mihalik. He's a Northeast rod designer for Century Rods. Catching Jumbo Tog. Frankie's one of the best. He's scheduled in about 3 weeks to come on Rack and Fin for that month-long April tog season. That's going to be at 11 a.m. Offshore Species Variety, Captain Freddie Gamboa on Andrea's Toy. Fish with Freddie, known him for decades. This man kicks ass on everything. Tuna, wahoo, you want it, he got it. Again, Fluking Sandy Hook to Delaware Bay. That's going to be at 115, all-encompassing the flatfish. Now, tomorrow, 11 a.m., Frankie Mihalik again, Jumbo Tog. At noon, it's Art of the Cast with Patrick Sabeel. Everyone knows Patrick Sabeel. His lures were without compromise. Went to Pure Fishing, separated from them. I think now he's raising stock. He's starting another company, The Art of the Cast. What does he have? I think he has, 200-something records? Yeah, IGFA, whatever, world records. The guy is an amazing fisherman, but he's a casting ace. That's going to be at noon. 2:15, Trolling Motor Tactics with Fluke. Captain Brett, he takes him. Taylor, they're based out of Barnegat. This guy, electric motors have changed fluking and change togging bottom fishing forever. And check out, there are some great electric motor exhibitors there at the boat show. And wrapping it up is going to be Northeast Striper Study with Jim Hutchison Jr. from the Fisherman Magazine. But I want to get back to the show. Very excited. Now, 2 or 3 weeks ago, was at the MTA show up there in Edison. That went very well. But the excitement at this show, it's palpable. The people are buying. There's everything and anything about boating and fishing is here. Joining us on the line right now is the spokesperson for the Progressive Atlantic City Boat Show, Curry Wabel. Curry, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. What a show you have going, young lady.
I know. We're so pumped. Thanks for having us, and thanks for coming out. I love to see your love of the show.
Okay, I'm like an amoeba, man. Paramecia, I'm all over the place. And listen, I'll be back there again today. I'll be going to try to get back there tomorrow, Sunday. But Curry, getting this thing planned, a lot of trepidation here, the economy, what's going on. People are out there buying boats. Now, this is a little later on in the program. Hopefully, we can track it down. We have a Key West dealer based out of Rio Grande on their exit 4 on the parkway. Key West boats were hot, but Curry, across the board, pontoons, cruisers. I'll tell you, people, that Cape Horn line is out of control. Curry, people are snapping them up. It's crazy.
Yeah, everything is selling. You know, we have been in the midst of a boating boom since the start of the pandemic. Boating is right now the number one outdoor recreation in the United States. I don't know if you know, but 415,000 first-time boat buyers entered the market in 2020 alone.
Whoa!
And sales have just been off the charts because people want to get outside. They want to be with friends and family. I mean, you're a boater. I'm a boater. We've always known that. But many new people have discovered it. So it's exciting to have seen that and now to see all of those new boaters come in and enjoy the show.
And, Curry, it's great. And it's for people, a dichotomy you have, for example, the show up at Edison, the MTA show, most of the boat sales that I observed, again, running around like a madman, Curry, it was like the pleasure boats, the family boats, you know, the Century, the Lords. That's here at AC, yeah, you had the pontoons selling the pleasure boats. Big emphasis on the fishing boats. The fishing boats were banging. So no matter what, people are buying boats, and it's great to see. Okay, what are we talking about? $5 or $6 billion in Jersey, the marine industry?
That's exactly right. And the sales have been up, obviously, throughout New Jersey and throughout the United States. So the show, of course, is going to help that even more. And because we're seeing inventory levels come back up to normal,
right?
You know, boat lovers are going to see the most new boats they've seen in 2 years. People haven't been able to get their hands on them and get on them.
That's
a lot of new boats, a lot of new tech, and really great stuff. Just fun, too. I mean, you go through all the booths and the aisles and the new electronics and the fishing rods and all of that great stuff is at the show.
Curry, listen, besides the boats, naturally, that I call it Exhibitors Row. Curry, what are there, 5, 6, 7 aisles of stuff? Listen, everything from boating supplies, deck materials. We have a guest coming on with that. You have, I don't know who those people are in the corner there, but every kind of fish and tackle from freshwater bass to marlin you can expect. Everything is there under one roof, Katie. It's great to see. But, Katie, we only have a couple of minutes left. Putting this thing together, knowing what was happening out there, you know, 2 years cancellation. Did you guys just go balls to the wall or what and say, we just got to get this done? What was happening behind the scenes?
We actually only had to skip 1 year last year. So,
oh, that's right.
Since we've all been together.
Right.
Feels forever, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, it did seem like it. Right. That's right. It was about a week after that the curtain came down on everything. Right. Okay,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. We were probably one of the last events people went to. So, you know, we had to skip last year. That was, you know, it just was mandatory. This year, we knew we would put on the show, you know, and we knew that we needed to be there for our local dealers to help build the business and for boaters to come out and have fun. So we just did it. I mean, we have great partners in Atlantic City, the convention center, the city itself, excellent. So it's been a joy to come back and put it on. And, you know, beyond all of the fishing and boating, we do have a lot of fun for the whole family there.
A lot of family things there. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Did you see, you're referring to the Goose Hummock Shop. That's who you saw in the back corner.
That's not on the
30-foot. Yeah. The casting tank. How cool is it?
And also, shout out to Fanatics. You tried to get me on a paddleboard last time. You're not going to get me on a yet. They want me to fall in the water. Kerry, they want to see roll
you
over.
Fall. I did it yesterday. It's fun.
Listen to me. I rolled over once. They said I look like a manatee on methamphetamines trying to get back on a paddleboard.
Oh, my
so
God.
So that was it. But, Kerry, I went back to that thing. I wanted to give my card. Here's my four credit cards and just go crazy in that tackle area back there. But, listeners, you got marine art there. You got clothing, everything and anything to do with boating. But, Kerry, again, getting the families involved, that seems to be a big part of this show.
Oh, it always has been. I mean, kids 12 and under get in free, so it's an easy family activity. The kids love to just climb on board the boat and play captain. I mean, they're like, oh, my God, and do everything. But boating's always been a family activity, you know, and you said it earlier about the different kinds of boats you're seeing, that there's so many family cruisers. The reality is even those very serious center consoles, like the offshore sport fishers, they're built to accommodate your family as well. You know, they're built like go fishing and come back and do it. So everything has come together to just, I mean, it's a great show. I can hear your excitement and I love to hear it.
I'm excited
to have everybody out through Sunday.
I'm going to get my ass out of the studio and try to get down there again. It's one of the crowds, but that's all right. The crowds are good. But Kerry, and the people I spoke with, especially Thursday, knowing that the spike in gas in my neighborhood, it went up 14 cents, just went up another 9 cents last night.
Oh, wow.
That did not seem to be that much of a concern. People wanted to get on the boats. How do you think this, not to put a damper on anything, but just realistic, how does this spike in the petroleum prices, especially, you know, if you have to fill up at a marina, you can't bring your own gas. How do you think this augurs for the future? Think it's going to be a long, long stretch? What do you got?
Well, you know, I just recall the last time we went through a gas price hike, which, you know, had to be back in 2007 or something that.
What we
saw in the years that followed that, and then, of course, the recession, is that boating participation increased. People just didn't go as far, you know?
Okay.
So if it's too much to fill up, you go a shorter distance. You can still get out on the water and enjoy.
Good
point. So I don't expect it to dampen anything too much, especially with all these new people so pumped to be out there.
Kerry Wable says it like it is, people. They were going crazy. I can't wait to get down here tomorrow. It's going to be, or this afternoon, right? It's going to be something. Okay, listeners, today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, Kerry, 18 admission fee for 13 and above, 12 and under free, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, buy your tickets online before you come.
There you go.
They're $18 online. And when you get there, we just scan your ticket and you go in. When you get there, you're just going to scan a QR code and buy them online anyway. So make it easy on yourself.
Listen, and one thing, you know, Tom P's proclivities. So I stopped at one of the food vendors there. Mary Mother of God, Kerry, got the burger with the crab cake, with the fries and the Coke. Man, that thing should have come with a heart and lung machine. I was out behind the booth. I said to the one guy at the booth, you mind if I sleep on here? Get out of here. So you have great fun, great food. And I'll tell you, Kerry, there's deals to be made on these boats. There's incentives here and there. Listen, you want a center console, you want a family cruiser, you want a pontoon, a tri-tune, the rugged inflatables, the inflatable boats, Kerry, these things can do anything. Everything.
I know. I want one of those rigid bottom inflatables so badly.
Everything is right there. Again, today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Kerry, hope to see you there, babe. I'll be running around. You know me.
I know. We'll pass in the aisles. Thanks so much, Tom.
Kerry, take care. See you later.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
It is a hell of a show. Hey, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. It's showtime.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG. PG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, Pete, how's business?
It's great. Foot traffic's still way down, but more people are finding me online.
Nice. How'd you pull that off?
Well, the first thing I did was go to mylocalcustomers.com to see exactly how many searches there were for businesses like mine.
So I guess there were a lot?
Yeah, there were hundreds of local searches every month. So after I saw that, they helped me position my business online to get in front of those customers.
That's awesome. I wonder how many people are searching for my services around here.
Well, it's quick and easy to get the answer. Plus, it's free. Just go to mylocalcustomers.com to find out. If there are a lot of searches, you should definitely get in front of them. If there aren't, no harm, no foul.
Go to mylocalcustomers.com for a free local customer analysis that will show you how many customers are searching online for your type of business. It's quick, easy, and free. Visit mylocalcustomers.com. That's mylocalcustomers.com.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hey there, South Jersey. This is Sean Steitler with East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows. Do you have a home project you've been pushing off? Does your house need a facelift? If so, you need to take advantage of our economic relief rebate program. For a limited time, we are offering no money down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Plus, when the job is complete, we will send you a rebate check for up to 15% of the cost. No payments until 2023 and money back in your pocket? You can't beat this deal. Call us today to schedule your free consultation. 609-625-1900. That's 609-625-1900. You can also visit our website at eastcoastroofing.com for more information.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hi, I'd like to use the library internet to do some research on medical marijuana.
Certainly, sir. Just use this password. And may I recommend starting with VeraHeal.com?
Vera who? Could you spell that for me?
Certainly, sir. V-E-R-I-H-E-A-L. They've got tons of resources, medical studies, and data on cannabis. VeraHeal is also where you can see if you pre-qualify for a medical marijuana card in about 5 minutes. It took me 4 because I'm a librarian. There's no scrambling to find the right doctor. You can start the whole process from your desktop or your smartphone. Then, on your own schedule, on demand, you can meet with a state-licensed doctor for a medical marijuana card.
Thank you.
Certainly, sir. Just try to keep your voice down. This is a library.
Find out if you pre-qualify for a medical marijuana card in about 5 minutes at VeraHeal.com. That's V-E-R-I-H-E-A-L. VeraHeal.com.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart, you're ambitious, and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Town Square Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 5th and 6th. That was Curry Wable, spokesman for the Progressive Atlantic City Boat Show. We're going to get more on the boat show. Some cool products coming up in the next couple of segments. One, if we can track her down, this Key West boat line, people, I'm telling you. But, hey, let's get to the rack side of things. The Square Circle Sportsmen of Camden County, Inc., this organization club has been around since 1935 or 36. They are running a series of shoots, archery shoots, 3D. It's going to be something I have a whole, it's covering the summer into September. The first one's going to be the 13th of March. Joining us on the line right now from the club, very cool guy, if I say so myself, is the chairman, Ron Jablonski. Ron, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. How you doing, brother?
Good, very good, Tom. How are you this morning?
I'm locked, cocked, and ready to rock. You have a lot of stuff happening. A 3D, listen, it's open to all archers. No crossbows. No
expos. Yeah, no, so it's, yeah, no crossbows. But we get a lot of people who shoot traditional bows on these shoots.
Sure, absolutely. I had to get it redone a couple of times. I still hunt and shoot with my Ben Pearson Predator from 45 pound from 1977. Can you believe that, Ron?
Yeah, I know. Those boys last forever.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into the shoots. $10 for 13 and up. $5 for those under registration. Shoot. What's the dealio for the 13th of March? Go.
So basically, what happens is if you guys have never shot a 3D shoot, there's a company called Reinhardt that we like, and a couple other companies make them, and they make a life size foam target. And the shoot is actually 28 targets. It's broken down to 14, then 14. Woo. You get a scorecard. And these targets are all scored. So if you hit it anywhere on the target, you get 5 points. If you hit it in the kill zone, and all most of us hunters know what a kill zone is, you're going to get 8 points. And then in that kill zone is actually a larger circle and a smaller circle, and then 10 and 12 points.
Motto.
And our course is actually pretty nice because it's a walk through the woods. It's like playing golf, basically. There's very different. We'll have some that are 10 yards, we'll have some that are 50 yards. Mm-hmm. We have everything from a turkey and skunks up to a full-size elk, a bear, a lot of deer. So it's a lot of different targets.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of fun. Listen, it's going to be the 13th of March. Listen, there's other shoots, April 10th, May 22nd, June 12th, July 10th, August 7th, and then again on September 4th, and then there's going to be a raccoon shoot, which we're going to get into. That, I tell you, Ron, that's going to be a show in and of itself. We'll probably do that sometime in September. So, Ron, the purpose of this whole thing, scheduling all these shoots once a month, just to get more people involved or to keep the rust up, what's the deal? Because I haven't seen anything like this.
I know. A lot of clubs in the area do that, like Black Knight Bowbenders do it. I know Abiscozoid does it. Mm-hmm. And Abiscozoid actually has done the Reinhardt 100, which is a really, really nice shoot.
I've seen 100 targets in a day.
Yeah. So it's really just to keep people out active. And during the season, it gives you an opportunity to shoot your bow. You're shooting it, life-size, real targets, as opposed to just putting holes in paper.
Right.
And it's a great opportunity. You get a lot of people bring their kids out. Just to get them walking through the woods.
That's very important. Joining us on the line is Ron Jablonski. He's chairman of the Square Circle Sportsman of Camden County, Inc. Organization clubs have been around since 1936. The topic is going to be the 3D shoot on March 13th at the Square Circle Sportsman, 97 Clementon Road West in Gibbsboro. But, Ron, let's get back to the families, to the youngsters. Do you see pretty good recruitment coming up? I'm talking on 9, 10, 11, 12 years old into the teens. What are you seeing?
We do. We see a lot. Because the nice thing is we're a third-generation club. So we have people who are now bringing their grandkids to shoots.
That's great.
So we were really trying to promote proper outdoorsmanship. I mean, we want to see these kids get involved. I mean, the club itself has a walk-up archery league, which is nice for kids to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do a junior sportsman for rifle. So we do a lot of things for kids, and we're growing the organization to kind of do include more things. We're actually doing a youth turkey day. One of my good friends, Kyle Lampy, is part of the club. He put together a thing where we're going to get right now, I think we're at 12 kids.
Wow.
We have people who are going to mentor these kids and take them out and teach about turkey hunting.
That is just, that's fantastic. You know, because again, Ron, as you know, there seem to be gaps. Guys our age, and then, whoa, there's guys some down in the early 60s, 50, and then, oh, there's a gap. And that you know, 20, like a generation was missed. Maybe a little longer, you know, computers and the whole stuff. But it's great to see a club like yours just getting the families, getting the youth involved again. Ron, before I let you go, one thing you mentioned about the traditional archers, I'm seeing more and more traditional hunters and target shooters just, you know, visiting some ranges, getting out of their woods. Do you see that as a growing trend?
I do. It's funny. I was at Bob's Little Sports Shop over at Glassboro yesterday.
Hold on. Shout out to Big Bob Biden. Sorry, he's the man. He's the one. He's the guy.
Yeah. So I was there yesterday, put one of my posters out, and I watched two guys buy, you know, recurve bows, traditional bows. And these weren't young, you know, these were guys our age, mm-hmm. put it that way, buying these things because there's a resurgence. People, it's fun to get out there. They're fun to shoot. You know, and it's not a major investment.
And the thing, too, Ron, I'm seeing this on the freshwater fishing end. Not a lot, but more and more anglers from the fly-in, for example, going to back to the, well, it's a high-quality grade now, fiberglass or even bamboo rods or a Tenkara mm-hmm. thing. Or, again, some of the, again, they're high-end price, but for specific applications, fiberglass rods are a big player now in the bass fishing game, certain situations like crankbaiting and stuff. So it's something, you know, it's back to the future backward. I don't know what it is, but it's great to see there's applications for all. And the traditional thing, what I like about it, because I like to walk around the world, people would say, look at me and say, no, you probably sit in the stand a lot. But you get those early October days, beautiful Indian summer days. I can't just sit. And you walk, and you have your recurve, you have your quiver, and that's it. You don't have 10 to 12 pounds of bow hanging off your hand. You know what I mean? And it's
it's a
really getting back to what it was all about.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are going back to shooting recurve. And a lot of people just, the recurve guys, they'll go from club to club to club and shoot these 3D shoots.
Mm-hmm.
I see them all the time because they come every week, every month to our shoot, and then we talk about, you know, what other clubs are doing it, and they'll go out to do those clubs. It's almost like a culture or a group of guys who just love doing it. It's great. And like, again, they're trying to get their kids involved, their grandkids involved. I was talking to somebody the other day, and he's like, oh, how kid-friendly is it? I'm like, we try and set it up so the kids can, you know, they're not using bows that are going to penetrate this target, but they get out and shoot.
Right.
They
That's
get
what it
put
is.
A couple arrows in it and have fun.
Okay, listeners, again, the Square Circle Sportsman of Camden County, Inc., been around since 1936. There's a 3D archery shoot the 13th of March. All shoots $10 for 13 and over, $5 and under. Register 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then have at it two courses. And these are great targets. These pads are great. I'm familiar with the setup. And you're going to have a great time. Ron, a contact number or website, Facebook page. What do you got, bro?
Yeah. Well, you can actually reach us, look at us on our Facebook page. If you just Google Square Circle Sportsman, we're going to come up. If you've got a question, you can always call me on my cell phone number. My cell is 609-605-1264. I'd be glad to talk to you about it.
Ryan Jablonski, hey, man, maybe I'll run into you out there at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Bob Biden and his wife, Gail, and the whole crew out there. Just great people. Ron, I'll see you soon, man. You take care.
You too. Take care. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that series of 3D shoots is going to be absolutely outstanding. Hey, let's get that fishing out of things. Hey, listen, I know it's very short notice, but today, starting at 8 o'clock, and it's going to run through 1 o'clock out there in Millville at the Millville Elks Lodge, 1815 East Broad Street in Millville. I think that's on Mays Landing Road. It's the South Jersey Bass Club Association's annual indoor fisherman's flea market. And there is stuff there for sale that it's just amazing. You got some great, great bass fishermen in there. And these guys, like Curtis, somebody, they go through this stuff every year. And they're selling it. And you're going to get some great deals on there. There's door prizes, a freebie, a kids casting area. Again, getting the youth involved. Joining us now for a couple minutes is Brian Camp. He is organizing this. Brian, how you doing, brother?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
This looks great. Now, listen, so you have today's Saturday. It's going to start at 8. It's going to end at 1. Now, if you want to get there from 8 to 9, that's the prime time. The donation fee is $5. After 9 a.m., it's $2. Kids under 14 are free, but people, there is so much stuff there to see and buy. Brian, you got to, this is a big winner every year for you guys.
Yes, sir. This is our 27th year of doing it. It's always the first Saturday of March, and it's been very popular. We do well with it. It's one of our main fundraisers. But like you said, 8 o'clock is, it opens up at 8 o'clock. And that's $5 to get in. That's, like you said, your prime time from 8 to 9. It's $5 for the donation to get in, and after that, it'll be $2. That's something new we're doing this year. Give that hour for the prime stuff. Everybody wants to get the deals, you know?
Absolutely. And listen, food's going to be available. I think I set a record there once for consuming meatball sandwiches. Ha! There's raffles for two fully stocked tackle boxes, one freshwater, one saltwater. You do not need to be present in the drawing to win. But, Camp, what I really like about it, what I learned from these bass fishermen, you have, I mean, even the casual guys there are experts in my book, and you could ask questions, people, and it's just a artesian well of bass fishing knowledge there. And also check out Lane L, kayak man, bass man Lane. He's going to be there. And one thing, Brian, I'm checking out these VCL baits. They are badass bass baits that are made right there in South Jersey, correct?
Yeah. Van does a really good job on that. He's a local guy. He's been doing it a long time. He's been coming to our fisherman's flea market for years. You'll see him as soon as you come through the doors. He's usually the first set of tables right there. And a great guy. Go talk to him. Load of knowledge, and he'll help you out with a lot of stuff.
And Brian, I spoke to some guys who use his products. Man's balls to the wall, man. This guy's stuff kicks bass ass. So, you know, South Jersey, man, just rocks. Okay, Brian, again, give those times and the fees again. Go.
8 o'clock to 9 o'clock is $5 entry fee. That's your prime time. That's when you want to get your best deal. 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock is $2 entry fee. And then there will be raffles for salt and freshwater tackle boxes. And food will be available. Hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah. Again, this is a freshwater and saltwater event. And it's a large indoor location. Rain or shine, this is going on today. Try to get there. Brian, hope to see you there a little later on this afternoon, man. You be good.
Take care. Thanks, sir.
See you, brother.
Take care.
You had to get the boat and the fresh water in there. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
I'm Carmen Roberts. Russia agrees to a temporary ceasefire today for two areas of Ukraine so civilians can evacuate the cities of Volnovakha and Mariupol.
These are people who have been cowering in their homes for days as they have been indiscriminately shelled by those Russian forces. Now they are being told, pack up and get out. And by the way, your destination is Zaporizhia, a nuclear power plant that is guarded by Russian forces.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. In the U.S., bipartisan support is growing to ban imports of Russian oil, but the White House is not on board.
The immediate effect would be to raise prices at the pump for Americans and also to pad Russian profits with rising prices.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For the overnight, partly cloudy, low of 24 degrees. And for Saturday, clouds will break for some afternoon sunshine. High of 53, increasingly cloudy skies for Saturday night. Low of 47, though temperatures rise towards a daily time on Sunday. Sunday turning out windy. There'll be a couple showers around, mainly early. Otherwise, breaks the sun for the afternoon. High of 71 degrees. I'm AccuWeather's Matt Benz on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 5th and 6th. Earlier on, we had Kerry Wabel, spokesperson for the Progressive AC Boat Show. And I want to get into some of the stuff I saw there. Observe again, the rods, the reels, the boats naturally. Hopefully we'll get a Key West dealer on in our following segment, closing segment. But one thing in particular really like hit me straight between the eyes. Booth number 631, Sea Dragon Marine Customs, the Gator Step dealer. Gator Step. Tom P., what the hell is Gator Step? Your deck. Probably the most slippery, the most dangerous place on your boat, especially hot and heavy fishing going on. This stuff, I checked this material out with the owner, John Aloisio. Cool guy. Hey, everyone based in Hamilton, South Jersey rules. This product, you know how you repower your engine? Repower your deck with this material. It is unbelievable. And the science involved, electronics, everything in customizing this for your boat, for your jet ski, for your sailboat, for anything. I said, I got to get this guy on Rack and Fin Radio. John, I know it's very short notice, John. Thanks for joining us. But that deck material and your process of putting on non-skid, it's amazing. Go into it, bro.
No problem. Thanks, Tom. Really appreciate it. Basically, we can come in and customize your non-skid. We do full customized foam EVA flooring. And, if you have any spider cracks or anything like that, older boats, even if it's a newer boat, we do a ton of new boats as well.
Right.
We can pretty much, we have a 24-color palette that you can customize in any layer. So the colors are pretty much endless. And we got about 15, 20 standard patterns and about 12 laser patterns as well. We can incorporate your logos, boat names, fish rulers. It's pretty much the sky's the limit.
John, you said electronically digitized to your vessel. I mean, so it's basically everything's a custom fit. I mean, it's there, right?
Everything is custom made for your vessel because everyone's different. Could be year, make, or model. Could be the same. Every single boat's different. So we come out and electronically digitize it, and then we come back and dry fit it with some Mylar as well. We have to cut your pieces out of Mylar and just make sure that everything fits tight before we actually produce your kit.
John, before I burrow just busted into your booth, more or less, there was a guy there talking about doing his gunnels. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we do a lot of gunnels as well. We also do some gunnel walls because of reflection. Guys don't like reflection of the gunnel walls, and it gets hot. So this product not only cools your boat down and gives you non-skid and soft feel to your feet, but it also deadens sound, too, which is a big thing for fishermen.
Especially in the shallows. I mean, you're in that skinny water. We're speaking with John Aloisio, owner of the Gator Step thing, Sea Dragon Marine Customs, based there in Hamilton. Well, John, let's see. Now, you are... I'm looking at this saying, man, these guys, they get around. You're the exclusive dealer and installer for New Jersey, New York, Maryland, PA, and Delaware, correct?
Correct. Yep. We do the Eastern Shore of Maryland mostly, but all of Delaware, all of Jersey, all of Lower New York, and pretty much all of PA as well. And we come right to you. We come to you to measure the boat. We come to you to install. It could be done in water, out of water, whatever the preference. We're fully mobile.
All the boat shows I've been to, I never look at stuff like that. I mean, the rods, the real, it stopped me in my tracks. And I mean, are you the big dog in this end of the biz?
We're pretty sizable. Yeah. I mean, we have some employees. We have our own CAD department in-house right in Hamilton. So what's nice is we are local, but yeah, I mean, we tend to be the go-to. We actually have other vendors at the show. Have in the last 2 days, other flooring vendors have referred us some jobs because they don't think they can handle them.
Wow. And you've been doing this how many years?
We've been doing it for about 7 years total. We're just, trying to keep growing and growing. And with the boat market being so expensive, people have tended to keep hold of older boats. And rather than buy a new boat, they'll dump some money into an older boat and make it look new again.
You know, they love the hull. So you repower the engine. Listen, you love your deck, whatever. You see, again, as John said, little spider cracks here. Get it redone, John. It's reasonably priced. And what's the warranty on the labor and material? What's the dealio?
So the biggest thing why we sell Gator Step is because they offer the only 5-year warranty in the business that covers adhesion and shrinkage from any kind of heat or light amplification. So no one else has that. Everybody has a 3-year warranty, and most of them are prorated. Ours is not.
Let me ask you this. A growing pains naturally, any new business. Again, is this stuff, the material you're going to be putting on boats this year? By next year, I mean, knowing you and speaking with your guys here and the crew, you're constantly looking for something new. Are there improvements in the products? I mean, with you know, all the science and everything coming up, the technology?
So there are some small improvements being made. The real improvements are being made to how we cut it, laser it, and actually install it. So we do tweak that as an ongoing basis. It's kind of fluid. Really, every job is unique because every deck is different depending upon the manufacturer, how old it is, the sun exposure. Mm-hmm. So we find new methods here and there just to make things stick better.
Hey, speaking with John Aloisio, Sea Dragon Marine Class from Gator Step. Listen, if you get to the boat show, hit booth 631. This stuff is amazing. Well, John, when did the light bulb go off in your head? Like, I have an idea for this. I don't like what's out there. I think I can do better. Again, the process, was this before you jumped in it, you know, both feet in? How long did it take?
Somewhat, yeah. I wanted it on my boat. I searched and searched and searched, and I couldn't find many local dealers. It was still kind of new to the market. Very popular down south in Florida where the boating season is 12 months long.
Right.
And it took me like 6 months just to get a quote, and I got aggravated. So I started calling around to companies, and we wound up, you know, getting involved with a few different companies, and now all of a sudden, you know, we're the guy. I have some previous business experience, but yeah.
Entrepreneurship is alive and well,
sir.
In Jersey, in South Jersey, in Hamilton. Well, John, again, a lesson with safety and non-skid comfort. You got the warranty, electronically digitized to your vessel. I mean, you can't get any more custom than that. And John, where do you see it going from here? You're gonna have to open up a big plant.
Yeah,
what's happening?
We see it taking off. Yeah, we're thinking about opening up a little further north as well, going up into the New England territory, setting up a few more guys up there, and possibly going a little further south, all the way down maybe into the Carolinas and Virginia, you know, staying along the coastline. But we've actually done some work for the Wicked Tuna boats as well in the last couple of years. So we have a little bit of a presence up in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
And there you go. Well, listen, before I let you go, you have a crew out there. I realize that you cover a lot of states. You have the product there. Realistically, not only there's weather situation events and all that BS going on. Realistically, I'm in, say I hear about you and I'm up there in the Bayonne area, or I'm down there in the Tillman Island area of Maryland, for example. How long from ordering to getting it done? What's the deal?
So most of our competitors right now are out anywhere from 12 to 20 weeks. We pride ourselves that we try and get everything done within 3 to 6 weeks, start to finish. And sometimes it could be faster. It all really depends on weather.
Okay, John, do me a favor. Give that Facebook page, website, phone number. Listen, this stuff is amazing. Hey, and hold my 300 pounds won't skid on this. You can imagine that. Hey, John, do I look like I like my Ronies or what?
You ain't kidding. That's all the Italians in us.
Okay, John, give me the information. Let's let it go. Go.
Yep. Definitely give us a buzz at 609-429-6060. Check us out on Facebook at Sea Dragon Marine Customs. And also check us out at www.seadragonmarinecustoms.com. And you can talk to me or Bobby or anybody who answers, and we'll definitely take care of you.
And listen, get there today or tomorrow to the AC Progressive Boat Show, booth 631. These guys are just, you'll see this stuff, and you're just, it is amazing. Okay, Johnny, you take care, brother. Good luck. We'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot, Tommy. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Up against the break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
You could win $1 million or the perfect bracket in the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge on the WPG Talk Radio app. Register now and we'll remind you to pick your teams when it's time to fill out your bracket. The Million Dollar Bracket Challenge is made possible by Progressive Fence and Rail. Privacy, protection, perfection. ProgressiveFenceandRail.com. Sign up for the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge now on the WPG Talk Radio app.
Shamrock your spring with the new festively green Shamrock Macchiato from Dunkin'. Bold espresso layered atop notes of sweet cream, vanilla, and the flavor of Irish whiskey for the perfect kick of Irish cream flavor. Pair it with our new flaky chocolate croissant and turn any day into a lucky day.
Just one sip. And...
wow! You weren't kidding about the lucky day thing, huh?
Spring to it with the new Shamrock Macchiato and Chocolate Croissant from Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
A message to the people of Cape May County.
The COVID pandemic has been a challenge like no other. Every Cape May County family, business, school, and a local government has had to make hard choices. After 2 years, we now know that COVID will be with us for a long time, but we won't let it control our lives. We understand that we have to protect our senior citizens and others who are at high risk for severe disease or even death. Mask up around them and don't get too close if you suspect you might have COVID. Vaccines clearly help to reduce the severity of illness and prevent symptoms in many people. Walk-up vaccines are available from the Cape May County Department of Health. Call 609-465-1187 for more information. We need to learn how to live with COVID, and we can do that most successfully by getting vaccinated and protecting our high-risk family and friends. Call 609-465-1187. Paid for by the County of Cape May.
The wait is over. It's time to party. New Kids on the Block presents the return of the Mixtape Tour 2022. New Kids on the Block with very special legendary guests, Song Peppa, Rick Astley, and En Vogue. This is a night you will never forget. New Kids on the Block. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, July 3rd, 2022. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I just want to close it out with the Progressive AC Boat Show. We had the spokesperson on earlier. We had another exhibitor on earlier. This is what I was talking about. Listen, these Key West boats look absolutely amazing. I'll tell you, look at, I think it was J46. I'm going by. And you know when something just keeps drawing you back? And beautiful boats. I tell you, the Cape Horns, it's just drawing you back. This line of boats from Key West is absolute. I mean, for the Jersey, the mid-Atlantic region, these things are perfect. Cape Harbor Marine Services, okay, they're a Key West. They're based right here in Rio Grande, but 15, 20 minutes down the road here from the studio, Four Diamond Road. Joining us online right now is Katie Toogood. She is the owner. Just talking Key West. But listen, yeah, if you're going to go to the boat show, or don't even get down there. These Key West boats kick ass. Sorry, Katie, I get too excited. I saw those boats, I was bouncing off walls.
That's it. Absolutely.
Katie, your booth was, people were on, whenever I looked up or was going by, you had people on the boat. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 models there, correct?
Yes, we do.
And you have what? You have the family sportsman, the center console, the dual family sportsman. Which models did you have there? I was too busy just looking at them just to even notice the model numbers. What do you got?
We've got the 189, the 219, and the 239 family sportsman center consoles. Mm-hmm. We've got the 203 and the 239 dual family sportsman consoles. And then we've got the offshore fishing boat, which is phenomenal. It's the 244cc with the Carolina Flair center console for offshore fishing, which is a that's just an amazing boat.
I'll tell you, Kate, people were on, people were on that from bay boats to offshore. Key West is doing that. Okay, Key West has been around for what, since 86, 87, something like that?
Yep, we've been around since late 80s. They're made in South Carolina. Wonderful company, great people to deal with, and you can see it in the boat.
Okay, well, some of the features of the bus, listen, it's very logistically laid out. I mean, this is ergonomics on the water to the end, from family to serious fishing. But, Katie, you have some features in there. I hear there's a beyond unsinkable. Go into the boats themselves, the construction, please.
So the boats themselves, the reason why they say beyond unsinkable, they've got the closed cell flotation, which is what everybody is using in their boats nowadays. It's the marine standard. Ours goes through the deck and up to the top of the gunwale caps. So your dynamics of flotation keeps it always above the water line. That boat's not going down.
And for someone like me, that's a big reason. But one thing I noticed too, Katie, this stepped hull design on some of the boats. What's that all about? That looks like you want to smack your head. People, why didn't I think of that? What's the thinking behind that? What is it?
Well, this stepped hull gets some aeration in the hull. It gets the boat up out of the water. It'll cruise nicely. It pops up on plane quicker, but it gives you a good solid ride. and it starts from that mid-console area to the back. So it really gets the boat just up and moving for the best efficiency on the water, the best performance of the engine, mm-hmm. and just a super nice, comfortable ride.
Okay, the engines that are coming with these Key West, brand please.
You can get it with a Mercury. You can get it with a Yamaha. If your dealer is a Suzuki dealer, they can order it with a Suzuki on the back end mm-hmm. of it. They make the boats for fishermen, and they've got the motors out there for you.
Katie, Cape Harbor Marine Service in Rio Grande has been around a long time, and again, you have your choice of franchises. What made you key in on the key, pun intended, that's right, on the Key West series?
Exactly that. We've been doing this for 33 years now, and we've seen a lot. I've got our customers are fantastic. We've worked on so many different boats, mm-hmm. and when it came time for us to take on a boat line, we just kept coming back to the Key West. The fit and finish is fabulous. The company that makes them is great, and the customers that have them absolutely love them. I've never seen such a loyal group of customers. When they're ready for a new boat, they're not buying a different line. They're trading in and they're getting bigger Key West. And it just makes sense that we would stick with a brand that people were loyal to, that the company was loyal to, and that I could trust.
Okay, Key West, again, it passed your muster. That's good. Now, realistically, boats in stock for immediate delivery, ordering boats, delivery time, what's the deal?
It's a good deal. Key West is a great planner. We've got stock boats available. We've got boats coming in that are in production for our customers. They're coming in, and we've got boats available that people can order and build to suit and still have them for this season. Key West planned ahead. The dealers planned ahead,
whoa.
And we're ready to make this a great spring.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Repeat that one more time, girl. Go. One more time. Go. Come on.
We planned ahead, and we've got the boats in stock. Come see your Key West dealers, and we will get you in the water.
Hey, listeners, if you get to the boat show today or tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, J46, or go to Cape Harbor Marine Service down there, 4 Diamond Road in Rio Grande. That way you're over railroad, you go up, make a right, the next light, make a right, and you're down on the right, or left. I'm sort of familiar with there at 47. Whereabouts are you?
Absolutely. Right behind the Walmart, you go down Railroad Avenue, make the left onto Diamond.
Well, there you go.
And you'll see my boat stacked.
And let's just check out the display. Well, you guys set up a beautiful booth. That's besides the point. But
thank you.
It is one of the busiest booths here, the Key West line. They're all good. They're all good boats out there. Don't get me wrong. They're all good. They all have their features. But the Key West Key West puts it all together. Back Bay, offshore, you got it. Katie, take care, man. We'll see you at the show this afternoon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Wait. Give me that website and phone number, please. Go.
CapeHarborMarine.com. Phone number 609-889-0911 for all your boating emergency needs.
Katie, too good, man. We'll see you later. Bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
We're going to close it out with Captain Dave, the Rave Show, Obsequian Bay Sportsman 81, Natalie Terrace in Obsequian. Remember opening day, Striper and White Perch? I know he had the stuff all over Facebook. Let's hear it from Captain Dave, the Rave himself. Dave, a lot of good fishing going on, brother.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I think you remember last weekend, last Saturday, I sort of predicted this.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah, the first time ever since I've ever been in here, we've had a complete local river blowout on opening day. Gave away all my prizes, gave away all your perch prizes, and man, we just had a fantastic week. The whole week's been on fire.
Hold on a second, Dave. Hold on. What? Hold on. Somebody just gave me something. Hey, Shoal. Does he still have grass shrimp left? Did you have did you have grass shrimp, Shoal?
Well, one day, one of these local baymen ground me up a few, but not enough to last very long.
That's right. But the blood's working all right, Dave.
Bloods are working on the perch. Yeah, I had 3 over a pound come in, and that's contrary to people's belief that a 1 pound perch is a jumbo and it's exceptional. 2 pound perch exist, but mostly in people's minds.
That was for my benefit, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Captain Dave knows me too well. Dave, how does this augur for this upcoming week? Now, tomorrow and Monday, supposed to be 60s, 70s. Going to get cool again, going to get warm again. What do you think this coming week? But bass and perch, go!
Well, there seems to be bait in the rivers. Yeah, bait in the bays, bait in the rivers. It looks like mostly bunker. There's adult bunker and peanuts, so there's all sizes of bass. Had some really great reports, catching them on lures, catching them on the soft baits, paddle tails, what have you, seem to be what really gets them to bite. But the bloodworms have brought in, most of the fish that I've seen and I've heard of. And remember, if you do use live bait, you got to use those circle hooks. And I did get some of Eagle Claw's bait holder circle hooks in this week. So there's something to hang those expensive bloodworms and keep them on the hook for a couple more minutes.
Okay, Captain Dave, we have to wrap it up. What about your charter gig? Is that going to start pretty soon? And what are your hours?
Yeah, I was figuring on sitting back and let things warm up a little more, but the weather it's going to be hot this weekend, so I'm going to get that boat loaded up and be ready to go probably starting next week sometime. Right now we are open for full time for fishing hours because it is fishing season. Be like 6 o'clock every morning till 6 in the evening. Unless the weather really shuts us down and I can take a break, but we're here, whatever it is. I got the bloodworms. I'm trying to get the grass shrimp, but yeah, I expect the eel man to start digging, getting some of them in his pot soon. I got minnows, whatever it takes. We're going to keep it in here and we'll be here 7 days a week.
Okay, Captain Dave, we'll see you sometime this week, brother.
Yeah, it's a good fishing out there. Maybe we'll sneak together this year if I ever get out of the store.
Oh, he teases me again. Listen, he teases me again. Dave, you take care. Best of Judy and Kev, all right?
Okay, yeah, they're always listening. She's up early, right?
Wait, what? Oh, Dave, did your sugar, all 8 pounds of her, drag down another? Was it a postal service or UP? What was it? Dave, was in the news. What's up with that?
Well, she just see him coming. If they don't bring her something from Chewy's or someplace like that, she gets real upset.
Dave, we'll see you next week, man. Take care.
Okay.
That's it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Prayers for the people in Ukraine. Hey, if you get a chance, get over to the Progressive AC Boat Show today and tomorrow and hit the water next week. Again, if you're fortunate enough to be off the perch and the stripers, and if you can find them in certain spots and other limits, only two. You got some winter flounder happening, and the yellow perch are on the bite. Tuckahoe two-step, Captain Two Live crew. We got to talk. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.